Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but he will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. The Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our gospel lesson today is another part of Jesus' priestly prayer as he's talking to the disciples before they die, before he dies. And I look at it and I think these are not really comforting words. Probably the only thing that they're really hearing is, you're going away. What do you mean you're going away? You can't leave us. I don't know that they really hear the words about the Holy Spirit, about how it's necessary for Jesus to return to the Father so that he can send the Spirit. All that they probably hear is, you're leaving us. And you can imagine, as the reading from Acts begins, the disciples are all gathered together, wondering if it's their turn to die too. They're scared. And they are like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus is gone. And I can imagine that the conversation, some of them are going to be reliving the things that they saw and heard. Some of them are going to be saying, well, it all seems to have come to nothing. Others are going to say, but something's going to happen, and we don't know what it is. And on the day of Pentecost, they're gathered together in that room, probably terrified still. And then they hear the rushing sound of wind. I'm surprised it's still here right now. We were supposed to have wind. We know what that sound is, that moaning, that whining sound of the wind as it encircles a building. And that probably added to their terror. And then fire, tongues of fire come down. I'm thinking, this has to be utterly terrifying. What is happening? But as the tongues of fire descend on each of them, the Spirit enters them. And all of a sudden, their terror turns to something else. Their terror turns to the ability to proclaim what Jesus told them to all the world. And Peter, the one who always gets up and says the first thing that comes to his mind, stands up and says not what he wants to say, but what God wants him to say. And he proclaims the message to all those who are gathered. Now, because this is a feast time, people have gathered all from all parts of the Greco-Roman world. And I always feel sorry for the person who has to read this, because you have to read all of these different places, you know, and going, I don't even know how to pronounce this. I don't even know where this is. But let's just say it's just places, far-flung places where Jews have come to Jerusalem. And so as they're probably talking to each other in their native languages, they hear these 12 men that they probably don't know rushing out of this house and suddenly speaking in languages that they don't know, but the hearers do. Can you imagine what that would be like? To be in a foreign country and all of a sudden to hear your native language being spoken and have that language proclaiming the wonders of God. It would be a strange experience. And it had to be strange that day at Pentecost. Not what they were expecting at all. And yet it was happening. We hear that some started to make fun of what they're hearing, that these men who are speaking languages that they can't possibly know, that they're actually drunk. Well, if they're drunk on anything, they're drunk on the Holy Spirit, not on wine. They've been possessed by the Holy Spirit. And as a result, are able to speak in languages to allow others to hear what it is that God proclaims to them. And as Peter begins to speak, some of them are cut to the heart, knowing that what they've said about these individuals who are speaking is not true. But what they're proclaiming is the message of God. And Peter gets up and talks about the prophecy of Joel, that the time will come when God will pour out God's own spirit on the whole world, and that there will be prophesying, and that there will be portents in the heavens above. And when Joel was writing this, he was talking about doom and destruction. But as Peter is proclaiming it, he's talking about something else. He's talking about a change that's coming over the whole world. And so often we think about Pentecost as the coming of the Holy Spirit, as though the Holy Spirit is not already here. Where's the first time that we ever see the Holy Spirit in the Gospels? Or where do we see him other than in the Gospels? Where do we see the Holy Spirit ever in Scripture? We hear that in John, that the Word was with God and the Word was God. And what does that take us back to? Genesis, exactly, the very beginning of creation. We find the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. The Spirit's always been in the world. As we read through the Old Testament, we find many places where the Spirit has been given to prophets. He was given to the people who were to put together the tabernacle. The Spirit has been among us. We just don't seem to see the Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, the Spirit's presence was manifest in a powerful way. We call this the birthday of the church. And thousands that day came to believe and wanted to be baptized. Oh, if I could only preach like Peter and speak the words of the Lord and have people cut to the heart and want God, God's presence and God's Spirit. And we have that. Those of us who have been baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit at baptism. We call upon the Holy Spirit repeatedly throughout the course of our lives. Those of us who preach call on the Holy Spirit all the time to take our feeble words and do something with them. I think one of the challenges that we should have in our lives is to call upon the Holy Spirit to take our lives and make of them what the Holy Spirit can make of them, far beyond our imaginings, far beyond what we think we can do. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do it. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter and the others were able to go into far-flung regions and proclaim God. And saw hearts changed. And saw people come to faith. And what they preached and what they taught was heard by others who preached it and taught it. Others who preached it and taught it. And here we are thousands of years later, still preaching and still teaching it, because it is the truth. When I was a child, I remember learning a song about the Holy Spirit, and I tried finding it, and I'm usually good about finding everything, and I couldn't find the song anywhere. I think we learned it in school, or maybe learned it as a camp sort of song. But it says, Spirit, move when you will, where you will, how you will. Spirit of God, come now, move within me. Does that sound at all familiar to any of you? You're going, kind of vaguely?
Need a
melody. Let me see if I can sing it. Let's try it. Let's see. Spirit, move when you will, where you will, how you will. Spirit of God, come now, move. So I was singing that to myself yesterday, thinking that's the sort of thing that we should be teaching. We should be teaching our children to call on the Spirit, to move when the Spirit will, where the Spirit will, how the Spirit will, and to come and move in our lives and move in our hearts so that we can proclaim Christ risen to the world that is in such desperate need of hearing that message. So Spirit, move when you will, where you will, how you will. Spirit of God, come now, move within us. Amen.